Well, we're recording, all right. On what could be a big day, a big day.
Big day.
Mike's already done his scores. Couldn't wait.
As we've mentioned before, I wasn't a father when we began this tournament.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that just goes to show how long we've been at this.
Yeah. I'm quite happy to end it. Quite happy.
End it all?
No, I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, with this song playing, I think you're like, I'd be quite happy just to kind of end it all.
Well, hopefully you've been good in your life and you're going to heaven.
Yeah. Well, you mean good at music.
Yeah, because you don't want to go to normal heaven. You want to go to rock and roll.
Phil Spector, Don Henley, rock and roll hell.
Well, Don Henley's alive.
Well, you know where he's going, though.
We've discussed the people who'll end up in rock and roll hell.
Jerry
Lee
Lewis.
John Phillips.
John Phillips.
That's fucking weird.
Is Don Henley's getting ready for civil court, I hear.
Yeah, he's going back in.
Manipulated the jury. It's like law.
They withheld 6,000 pages of of client lawyer papers.
Yeah, it's so funny. He manipulated the prosecution or something.
Yeah,
or the prosecution.
It's like the prosecution stepped up, and they were just like, you know, we need to protect the integrity of the American judicial system.
100% witness intimidation.
Yeah.
Was that this was supposed to just go to civil court to begin with.
Right.
This whole criminal case is ridiculous. And that the only reason it went to criminal court was because the lawyers wanted backstage passes to Eagle shows.
That makes a lot of sense. Lawyers are super into the Eagles.
Did you see there was a quote? Well, I read it last time we were talking. Well, the first time we talked about this, there's a quote from like the judge that like, at one point, like, Don Henley or his team, like, played Hotel California in the courtroom. And, like, you know, the defense was like, is this pertinent to the case? You know, the judge was like, I don't know, but feels pretty good. So listen to
yeah,
it.
May not be pertinent to the case. They're like, I'll allow it until the guitar solo's finished.
Nice, yeah, nice. Totally. Yeah, it's
funny. I didn't know Deacon Fry quit the band.
That's Glenn Fry's son?
Yeah.
No yeah. fun allowed.
Apparently he wasn't getting paid. He wasn't an official member.
Kind of a Richard Wright kind of situation? Or
you know what's funny is...
The Stones have got a guy backstage, haven't they? They've had him for years.
You know what's kind of funny is like... It's funny to talk about guys like Henley and Spector and John Phillips and stuff going to Rock and Roll Hell, but weirdly, like a guy like Ozzy Osbourne, Rock and Roll Heaven to me.
Well,
even though he did the whole biting the heads off of chickens and
Christian.
Stuff like that.
Does
he just
Christian
seems like
music.
A big teddy bear kind of guy.
Big Christian guy. Big Christian music. Talks about God as well a lot. I watched First Reformed last night. Have you seen that movie?
I wanted to watch it, yeah. Ethan Hawke, right?
Really good. Really mm-hmm. good movie. Kind of on a heaven and hell kind of circumstances. Kind of gets pretty fucking psychotic. That's like it's
what's
like
it called?
First Reformed. It's Paul Schrader.
Same the guy who wrote Taxi Driver.
It's pretty Taxi Driver-y, I gotta say. It gets pretty fucking out there.
Okay.
So, I won't spoil anything for you.
We watched one called Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, yeah.
It's up for some awards.
Yeah, it's an award.
It was really good. Kind of a, you know, it's a European. I'm not sure what country it's from because I think it's in France.
Right.
But anyway, but it's like a trial.
Okay.
But the way, whichever country the trial is in, I guess it's in France, is crazy the way they do it. It's not like in the American Matthew McConaughey style court cases.
Right.
It's like the prosecutor and the defense can like argue at the same time and just like pick out anyone and like question them and stuff. It doesn't have to really be like you're on the stand. It's pure chaos. Henley wouldn't have stood a chance in there. Just saying.
Or maybe he would have.
Yeah, maybe.
No rules.
That's how he likes it.
He breaks 6,000 pages of classified documents whenever you want.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. That's what he was doing.
I was watching, listening to Crossroads before I did this with you guys. Trying to get in the mood.
Listening to the Crossroads.
Crossroads, you know.
The soundtrack?
The song. What do you mean?
The song.
You mean
The soundtrack to the movie?
Wait a minute here. I love you're just like, that's crossroads. Like, are we talking about the soundtrack? Well, the soundtrack to the Kung Fu Rock Blues movie?
No.
The song by Cream and Eric Clapton, or the song by Robert Johnson?
A bit of both. A bit of Steve Vai? The last two.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, the movie would have been a nice touch.
Yeah.
No, that's a 10 on the technical.
Yeah.
But
100%.
I was, it's the song Crossroads at the Crossroads Festival with Joe Satriani and Nuno Betancourt and Richie Kotzen.
That's
killer
a big
performance.
One. Yeah. It's one of the bigger performances of
also
that
a 10.
When's that from? Is that this year's Crossroads Festival?
Who fucking knows, man?
Did you see it just happened. They just did it in the fall.
You see, Mark Knopfler just released a song with 60 guitarists on it, all the best guitarists in the world.
What song?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I was kind of waiting to talk to you guys about it. Let me look at it. It's called Mark Knopfler's Guitar Heroes.
And oh, no.
Mark Knopfler released it. He was set to release it in February. I don't know if it's happened yet. He's got 60 of the finest performers ever on it. We've got the likes of Gilmore, Ron Wood, Slash, Clapton, Sting, Joan Armatrading, Springsteen, Townsend, Nile Rodgers, Joan Jett, Brian May, Tony Iommi, Sam Fender, Jeff Beck's final recording, Roger Daltrey's on it, Pete Townsend, Ringo Starr, Zach Starkey. There's loads of people on this.
That's the whole album, though, right?
It's just a single song.
What?
Here's some more. We got Hank
Jesus
Marvin.
Christ.
Hank Marvin's on it, Dave Mason, Phil Manzera, John McLaughlin, Tom Morello, Brad Paisley. We've got Joe Satriani, your boy. We've got...
Who's taking the solo?
Derek Trucks. Keith Urban. We got Steve Vai on it. They could do Crossroads in the middle as a solo.
A lot of these guys don't even play guitar.
Cooter and Vai could... Yeah.
Ry Cooder's on it. Steve Cropper, Steve Lukather, everyone's on it.
Steve Cropper and Steve Lukather?
Both of them.
Wow.
Knopfler just went through the phone book. Just called everybody.
He's like, guys, I got one last chance at this. I need all of you.
I think it's for like charity, so it's like his We Are the World, but just guitarists mostly.
Did you guys see that they also just released, I don't know if it's released or if I just stumbled upon it, Sultans of Swing solo isolated track.
Nice.
It was really nice to hear a lot of ghosty stuff in there you didn't know existed, Mike.
Really?
Licks, lines just kind of under the yeah. So like you might have to relearn it.
I'll have to
like down to the
tune in a Rick Beato.
Yeah,
see
exactly
how he deconstructs it.
That guy. I bet you watch that stuff, eh?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, you love that stuff, that guy.
I saw him the other day breaking down what minute by minute with Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. It was good.
He's such a fucking tease because he was releasing those shorts weeks ago, and I'm like, "Where's the full Michael McDonald interview?"
When do you think
and he finally just dropped it?
When do you think in the song Crafty. "Sultans of Swing" the solo comes in, Mike? Minute wise, yeah.
Isn't
like
that after the first chorus?
Yeah, but I'm just saying I've got it up here, but it's 6 minutes long, you know.
So. Well, there's two solos.
Well, okay, which one do you want?
Oh, minute 40.
Minute 40. It feels early.
No, I would say like more like 2:40 for the first solo.
Let's have a listen. To
3 minutes, here. And then. It's a good way to start today off.
Yeah,
actually.
we're in the verse here, getting into the chorus, aren't we?
It's pretty hard to tell because there's a lot of verses.
Okay, I think this is a longer chorus, so we've got the solo coming up.
A lot of chorus on there.
Yeah. It's weird that it's making the rhythm kind of come in and out.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So what time is that?
We're at 4 minutes now.
Well,
there's a lot. There's a lot of song before that kicks in.
A whole lot of love. It's not a whole lot of nothing to me.
All you were hearing was those kind of just like little flubby, yeah. Those technical errors. Those
well, they're called ghost notes, guys. Yeah. If you want to know,
Rick Beato can kiss my ass. He's gonna have to do it.
I mean, you know, I would have probably edited some of that stuff out. You
tuned
know,
it up. Used if RX I was
mixing,
on it.
If I was mixing that, I probably would have just tightened that up.
As a mixer, I can't listen to that. I can't live with it. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, I would change it up.
Yeah,
tune it up. Use some noise reduction plugins.
Exactly. Yeah.
Reamp it.
Yeah. Reamp it. Yeah.
Reamp it through a virtual amp simulator.
Totally.
Make it more like his like kind of 80s.
Well, sample. Sample some other tones at least.
I'll just play just it for again.
You guys talk your checky talk. I gotta get coffee.
This guy is running the show.
The joke was over. I'm just watching Mike in his. Now we're watching the Truman bear show. In his natural element here.
This guy just kind
of. He's got a pot of coffee. I see.
Yeah. He's got
as you would expect. He's not an espresso.
Folgers, a kind of Folgers.
Folgers.
A Folgers, 16 cups of Folgers. In his dressing gown, his house coat right now.
Unbuttoned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to want to pay for this episode video.
Yeah. This is. I think this is the earliest we've done a podcast. This is why it's kind of.
Made a nice big breakfast this morning, too.
What do you have?
Pancakes with like walnuts in them and cinnamon and a lot of bacon. Oof.
Good. That just came out.
A lot of bacon. I like that.
A whole lot of bacon.
Specify that. No, it's specific slice count. Just a lot.
Can you give us a slice count?
There was batches. Let me put it that way. There's batches. I get the paper towel out. They dry a little bit.
You got to mop it up. You got to mop it up.
I'm trying to continue the Sunday football tradition here where I make a big breakfast all day long.
Yeah.
Just keep eating.
I mean, when do you go to Princeton and have your second breakfast? That's what I want to know.
Ah, dude, I can't go there.
No. I guess you can't. Do you drink non-alcoholics ever?
No, we talked about
once
this.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Mike said it's a mind shift. You just go. Right. It doesn't matter.